is KGLT and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. My name is Ron Sanchez, making the changeover from Tim Tate's noon hour show, and I will carry you till 6 o'clock in some form or another, maybe in a gunny sack with some bricks thrown in it just to make sure it doesn't come back up. Either way, you will be guaranteed there will be mostly nonstop music for the duration now. That's what I'm required to do. Can't sit here talking all day. But I need to tell you some things, which makes it all possible. The underwriters for KGLT include Junk and Disorderly, buying and selling and trading used furniture, building materials, and collectibles, open daily 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday noon to 5, phone 224-5258, located at 619 East Park Street in Livingston. Scissor Bill Saloon, located in Big Sky Mountain Village, open at noon daily, through the window with fresh burgers, White Russians, Montana Craft Brews, and Stoke for the ski season, online at scissorbills.com. And On-Site Energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializing in project development, design, and installation. Owned and operated by nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergyinc.com or by phone 406-551-6135. Now let's see if there's weather here for me. Not at a glance, so I want to tell you this. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news and professional photography. Let me draw that again. Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's Winter Art Walk. John Brandy plays at Scissor Bill's Saloon in Big Sky. It's free Friday night at the Children's Museum. There's an artist reception and holiday show at Etchy Fine Art Gallery. Ty Stephenson is at Wild Joe's Coffee Spot. Author Alan Morris Jones is at the Country Bookshelf. Edis plays at Santa Fe Reds. Irving Berlin's White Christmas is at the Ellen. Artists Kyle Stinson and Margot Gaillard exhibit at Townsend's Tea House. REI presents a companion rescue avalanche safety class. And Jerry Joseph and the Jack Mormons and the Salamanders play at the Rialto. In Livingston, Bob Bramlett and Scott Baylor perform at Uncorked. Russ Nassett and the Revelators play at Chico Hot Springs. And the Holiday Vaudeville Extravaganza is at the Shane LaLanne. In Helena, Willy Wonka is on stage at the Grand Street Theater. And you can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes. Now the weather. It looks like it's going to be mild for the next few days in most of our parts of the country. Partial sunshine today. They're calling for a high of 38. It's 34 right now. Pretty gentle outside. Tonight, considerable clouds with a low of 27. And tomorrow, times of clouds and sun with a high of 39. And a low of 18 overnight, Saturday night. If you're in Gardner or the park, you can expect some snow tonight. So yeah, you probably go skiing down there. Should be fun. It's that time of year. Not quite as much snow as last year at this time of year, I don't think, but it's different every year. That's the deal, isn't it? Okay, I think I'm ready. I've got a lot of stuff. Boy, I was gone right after I was here 2 weeks ago. I packed up and went to Seattle for a few days. And part of the goal was to see music. I ended up seeing more music than I expected and buying some records. So I brought a few of those up. And I'll be digging into those throughout the show.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hat. I'm
She wrote me out a letter of thanks. I had to doubt bigger than someone's better. It makes me feel so harassed. Wonderful clothes she carried. Proof that she wasn't married. She caused herself a piece of my heart. I had to start bigger than someone's shoes. Such congestion, it gives me indigestion. When they bring up the question, I walked into the solid brick wall. I felt like glue into someone's shed. I'm rusty for a program. My soul's going to know. Wish to let them open. Now that it's time to look for some people. It's fine. It's in my last stand. Now that the crowd's been in, I'm over loud to sing. I'll trace your name.
The butler who was 12 feet tall. me please explain, cause we're not to blame. We just don't have the right accent. Socialize. Oh, you know it's a shame. I will always get the blame. All we wanted to do was to socialize. Oh, you know it's a shame. Waiting for the all-night bus home. Too bad my regional tongue gave us away again.
Some people taking rock to its extreme limits as far as, I don't know, wildness, sort of. How's the Faces? Too bad from Not As Good As a Wink to a Blind Horse. Started off that Led Zeppelin from their second album, Livin' Lovin' Made, and sounded good. For some reason, I got that song in my head. Something came up about a purple umbrella and a 50 cent hat, and it just stuck there. Paddle from their third album, their final album with the original lineup. You heard Turn Turtle. The album's called Rollin' Smoke and Put Out Another Line. And I don't know what they're talking about there. I won't even try to guess. But it's a good one. And in between, we had Jack Bruce Live shortly after he left Cream. After that must have been after Songs for Taylor came out. Or maybe that one's from Harmony Row. A Letter of Thanks. Excuse me. And apparently every verse in that song is different. It just keeps changing. And that's the genius of Jack Bruce. Really missed from this earth. But time is working pretty good for me. Though at this time of year, the sun is pretty low in the south, and it just comes right in this window, and I've got the shades mostly closed, but it's still a little bright. And I hate sitting here in the dark. That's not the kind of radio I like to do, so I keep an eye on it and flick the shades as the sun moves. But it's astronomy, I guess, in action. Sort of like Stonehenge. What do I got to tell you? I lined up a bunch of things, so there must be some important news in the deal to talk about. Yeah, try this. This is, seems important.
Whoa, what time is it?
It's 6 to 9 a.m. every other Wednesday morning.
Soul Jazz.
With me, Allison.
Set your dial, 91.9 KGLT, smooth grooves and choice beats, Soul Jazz.
With me, Allison. Get your groove on, KGLT Bozeman.
Well, that wasn't the one I wanted to play, but it works. Yeah, that's one I pushed. I'll get back to that. They're all important. It's all important news. It's important to tell you this 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College and 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving locally roasted coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options every day for 25 years. Online at dailycoffeebar.com. And I wonder if they're going to change that in January, 26 years. I think time's moving on, you know? I mean, KGLT is going to be celebrating their 51st anniversary. Now I can play that Jimi Hendrix song. I'll play January. Okay. Quit yakking and start rocking, huh? I mentioned I was out in Seattle. I went out to see the Chocolate Watch Band. I talked about that 2 weeks ago with my friends, Young Fresh Fellows, Return of Scott McCoy. He had a bad stroke a year ago, and this is the first time the Fellows have played. Scott's been playing, but he did a series of gigs in Portland and Seattle called the Therapy Sessions, and which was quite literally the therapy, because he lost a part of his memory that controls words. And Scott was one of those guys who had a photographic memory. Apparently he could remember the words to any song he played. And I've seen him play a lot of songs in a short period of time, and he just knew them all. So he struggles a little bit with that, but I had a long talk with him after the gig, and he's in fine shape, happy to be alive, and we're happy he's alive. And the Chocolate Watch Band were just spectacular. Amazing to see a band that I hadn't seen since 1967, and they were the big deal in my hometown, San Jose. And right after the last time I saw them, they split up. The original group fractured, and the singer and one of the guitar players and the drummer, I think, all bagged it. But they're back together with the original drummer, who was in fine form for a guy probably being in his 70s. And a couple of young guys, Alec Plow, an English chap I know who's been over in the States for quite a while. He used to ask me about the Chocolate Watch Band, and I tell him, and I could just hear him going, ooh, ooh. And now he's in the band and playing really well. And Derek C., a Bay Area, Los Angeles, a California guy, was the second guitar player, and he's really good. First time I've got to meet him and see him play. And Tim Abbott was a member right after the fracture, 67, 68. So I never saw him play at the band, and he was good. He knew how to do it right. So it was a rockin' evening, and that really pleased me, because sometimes when you go see old bands, they're a pale shadow of their former self. But I knew with Derek and Alec, they would keep them in line. And then my friends invited us to go see Elvis Costello the next night, which was really spectacular, unexpected treat. And I woke up the next morning and went record shopping with a couple of good friends of mine, a guy he's worked with in California in the 70s, Greg Weatherby, and somebody I've only known online through a social group we have, Rob Brannigan, and he finally showed up. His third try to meet up on the West Coast, and he made it. We went out, made the rounds of the record shops, and we didn't get too far. I wasn't rabid to go to every shop in town, but I did pick up a couple things. This is at Easy Street, and I found this. I've been playing the Zambian rock, and it turns out there's all kinds of rock scenes happening around Africa in the 70s, and this band is called Wells Fargo, and they're from Zimbabwe. And these bands, they're sort of a reaction to the unrest and revolution in Africa in the 70s and all the corruption and stuff. And a lot of them had to exist underground because, of course, the authorities didn't much care for them. And they made some wild stuff. They were listening to American bands like Hendrix and Deep Purple and such, and James Brown and things. And it makes for an interesting mix of sounds. And I just love these records. It's so great because it's like baseball, the World Series. You know, it's only the teams in America. You never see the Japanese teams or Cuban teams playing, do you? No. And rock and roll sort of thought like that. It's hard for us to get past the British invasion, let alone South American rock, African rock, Asian rock. It's out there, and it's not too hard to find these days. There's people doing a really good job of curating reissues.
Loving and without being sneaky. something too, too freaky. Rising. I hope you realize it.
Jimi Hendrix working that out for Electric Ladyland. That's a Long Hot Summer Nights, take 14 from the new big 50th anniversary Electric Ladyland deluxe super box set. And that's interesting, just hearing the raw track. Al Kooper playing piano on that, I believe. And the band just grooving through it live. And that's one of my favorite Jimi Hendrix songs anyway. So here in a stripped down form is a treat. And the box set is nice as it contains a whole concert from 68 from the Hollywood Bowl, I think in the towards the end of 68, that preview some released, and it's really good, even though it's a amateur recording, board recording. It is a nice document. Started off backwards. After that big long wind up about Wells Fargo, you got Sly Stone instead from his album High on You. You heard the song I Get High on You, and that's another Seattle find, and so it sort of fit in. Followed that up with Wells Fargo themselves from their album Watch Out. You heard Coming Home, and the whole album's great. It's some rock stuff too, as well as the sort of funky things. And like I said, it's really interesting. I've been doing some reading, and some of those bands actually went to England to record. And there were pro studios in Africa. EMI had one in Lagos, Nigeria, that Paul McCartney recorded Band on the Run at. So there's facilities, and they made some good records. And they're not too, like I said, not too hard to find now. I was happy to pick up something new to my ears. What else is in there? Bo Diddley from his album Go Bo Diddley. You heard Bo's guitar with the appropriately named Lafayette Leak on piano. And, you know, these modern kids have all these names, but I haven't run into a young kid named Lafayette. And I think they should be more kids with names like that. Classic names, not the overrun ones. Not a normal name like mine. I don't know about... Don't even want to tell you why my mom decided to name me Ronald. Sort of embarrassing. Was there anything else in there? Oh, the Midnighters, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. I've picked up a great collection called Their Greatest, and you heard Annie Had a Baby. And I think I have a couple of those things on singles. They did the first one was Work With Me, Annie, and then the follow up was Annie Had a Baby. That's what happens when the going gets good. Love that stuff. Real rock, raw rock and roll. I have a hard time calling it R&B because that name has been misused. It's a hard category, those rock guys, because they're almost doo-wop, but they have elements of that we'd recognize as rock and roll. So it just goes in the big melting pot for me. And spews out on this show when it boils over. Okay? Ooh, it's 3:46. Got a little off there. So I'm going to tell you one more thing.
The Friends of KGLT's annual t-shirt design contest is underway. We're looking for two original t-shirt designs for KGLT's 2019 fund drive, with a cash award of $250 for each selected design. Entry deadline is Friday, December 28th. Details and entry forms are available at kglt.net and on the KGLT Facebook page.
Backdrops, high kicks, and hand claps. Throw back the furniture and dance away to Northern Soul. From the twisted wheel in the northwest of England in the 1960s to KGLT in Bozeman in the 2010s. Get your Northern Soul fix every other Sunday from noon till 3 with me, the Mad Mank. Keep the faith.
Yep. Okay. I do have something to play, and I will continue then.
We'll be right back. silhouette, so stationary. You're released, but your custody calls.
Gene Townsend from his demos collection, Another Scoop, second of three volumes, with the fourth one promised. You heard Ask Yourself, and that was part of a set of demos for The Who. It's meant to be a Who album, I think. Not sure. After, I think after Keith Moon was gone, so it would have been one of the Kenny Jones.